This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Gina Kaufman.
In cities with really robust public transit, subways and commuter trains aren't just a way to get from point A to point B. They're places where life is always happening. People jumping up to help a passenger with grocery bags tumbling out of her arms, kids talking loudly about neighborhood exploits, and all kinds of performers busting into spontaneous breakdance moves or kazoo solos. Kansas City's Transit Authority wants our streetcar to be like that, so they're partnering with arts organizations to formally encourage little shows for passengers. Intern Danielle Hogarty went for a ride to check it out during the lunch rush last week.
The doors close as the regular lunch crowd settles in on the streetcar. Usually, the car would take off at this point, but suddenly, four people in fedoras and dress coats approach the car. The doors open again, and with one coordinated step, they board the train. These mysterious travelers are actually dancers. For the first minute, they're completely motionless. But as soon as someone signals for a stop, the dancers break out in performance. One jumps with her arms in the air, one does a plié from the center of the car lifting her fedora, and another slides his feet across the floor. With every bell and whistle, the dancers break out in motion. It's odd because the dance moves are subtle and the car is so crowded that some people don't even notice.
She had not explained that they are going to be interacting and reacting with the various sounds and motion of the train.
What performance?
Yeah, I was wondering what was going on.
It's just fun to watch them. It's kind of different.
A little bizarre at first, but I'm used to it now, right?
They weren't really sure what was going on, but they liked what it was, you know?
That's John Johnson. He's an artist for Art in the Loop, a foundation to enrich arts in downtown Kansas City. This streetcar performance is his installation piece.
And I think it's particularly intriguing to try and do something on the streetcar.
John's idea with this project was to surprise people. Each performer brings a different style. One is classically trained, two are street performers, but the last, Beth Berdlonsky, well, she's not exactly a dancer.
I'm a lifelong clown. It's what I've done my whole life since I was seven. I knew I wanted to be a clown. I've been performing since I was 14.
Her face isn't painted, and she's not wearing a red nose or oversized shoes, but she makes big, clumsy gestures when she's cued by the train. John encourages each dancer to bring their own style to this performance.
We all move differently for different reasons, and we all had a different take on how we were going to respond to the cues, and then he just kind of had an over-direction for us, and then just how we relate to the people around us.
So that part was easy. Beth says the challenge for the dancers was learning to adapt to the random motions of the streetcar.
I rode the streetcar several times to do my own research and felt that, you know, that surge when it takes off and when it stops. So I got my moves down, so I'm doing my deep pliés and I'm getting my body alignment. I don't want to step on any toes, literally. You know, like it's summer, there's sandals.
But these dancers are used to performing in unconventional spaces. They've all done site-specific performance art, in small walkways or in the middle of the public library. Like AY, he's a street performer and a break dancer. He likes feeding off of the crowd.
Yeah, you just kind of feel everything. Like you feel the movement of the train, you feel the energy of the people, and then you just let your moves reflect it.
At one point, someone on the train starts dancing with AY while he spins his way through the car. The streetcar gets so crowded that John says some of the moves they rehearsed are impossible to execute.
Going into it, you have a picture of sort of a linear performance happening that really is completely unrealistic and turns out to be quite different than you expected it to be or than you thought it could be. But that's all part of what makes it interesting.
We are approaching Union Station.
Throughout the ride from Union Station to the River Market, these incognito dancers have slowly inched their way toward the center, snaking through the crowds until they're clustered in a group. They're still not necessarily at the center of attention, but that's part of the fun. part of what makes this busy lunch commute in downtown Kansas City feel kind of like the subway bustle of New York City.
I think it's great for the city, not only to have the streetcar, which is beautiful, and obviously the growth that we're having, but to have something like this happening with inside of it gives it a good feel, just like we're progressing. The city's progressing.